The blue and green Earth, capped by strands of white clouds, revolves in space. Reflections of the sun bathe the oceans. The golden lights of cities shine on the continents. A band of silver letters with gold trim scrolls across the equator. Universal, a Comcast company. At dawn, pink clouds reflect on a body of water. A bridge with wires attached to a big red triangle extends into the sea. Another red triangle with wires is attached. The sun bursts. The bridge supports turn into the A in Reliance Entertainment, with a red triangle below the A. A red orb grows on a black background. White words revolve around the orb. IM Global, a Reliance Entertainment company. A starry sky with shooting stars and a green aurora rotates above a mountain range. It turns to a blue haze and becomes the sky. In a box, BBC Earth Films floats back into the night sky. Rain hits wet ground. Reliance Entertainment and IM Global present a BBC Earth Films production in association with Evergreen Studios. Rain falls in water. Rain batters green leaves on branches. Through a window, an umbrella opens. A woman covers her head with a bag and runs. Windshield wipers oscillate. Through a window, a man puts on his coat. A lady stands under an umbrella. A man covers his head with papers. Men's feet step over a puddle.
Water. Falling on a city. The sound of nature all around us.
A woman lets go of a girl's hand. The girl, in a yellow raincoat and rain boots, smiles and runs on a sidewalk. A man walks downstairs next to yellow wildflowers in the cement.
Listen to what the rain has to say.
Large raindrops splash the pavement. Cumulonimbus clouds billow. From above, the girl runs.
Follow it up to the clouds that sweep across the turning earth.
She runs with arms outstretched. Fade to white. Clouds churn.
Far, far away.
A bare tree stands.
To find a land where water shapes all life. Where nature still holds sway. Africa. Realms of fire and ice. Water and wind. Heat and dust.
Sand blows. An elephant walks.
Worlds within worlds. Where we can be swept back into nature.
Above the clouds, letters float in. Enchanted Kingdom. From above wispy clouds, a mountain range full of green trees stands beneath the parting clouds.
The rainforest. The very heart of this vast continent. The wettest place in Africa.
From just above the tree line, rifts and valleys of a rainforest stand shrouded in clouds.
What lies hidden beneath this dense canopy of green?
The top of a tree canopy comes closer. The sky peeks through the canopy. Two leaves fall from a tall tree. They float downward. A golden-eyed bush baby stares ahead. The forest floor is covered in green plants, tree roots, and leaves.
The mysterious forest.
Sunlight finds its way through the treetops. It shines on a colorful moth resting on a tree trunk.
With so much sun and rain, it grows relentlessly. And all around the tangled forest is the noise of numberless creatures. More animals live here than in any other realm. But they're hard to find.
Light glistens through the trees. A chameleon sits on a branch behind a leaf. A green tree snake slithers up a vine. A praying mantis cleans itself. A huge yellow and black spider constructs its web. A horned insect with big black eyes moves its antennas.
Hardly any light gets through. And down here, on the forest floor, a leaderless army of blind ants is on the move.
An army of black ants marches forward. Some large soldier ants stand, others move ahead.
Driver ants. A swarm, 5 million strong. You don't want to get in their way. They eat everything in their path.
A red-eyed frog swallows. An insect jumps. The bush baby backs out. The frog leaps away.
These tiny ants can overcome creatures thousands of times bigger than them.
A worm slithers away. Beetles walk. The horned insect stops on a branch.
It's war. Animal devouring animal in the darkness. While plants struggle desperately with each other to reach the light.
Plants move in time lapse upward to light and scurry. Vines wrap themselves around branches. The jungle floor moves with life. Plants move toward the light. Ants consume an insect. Rays of golden sunlight shine through the canopy.
Life here can be a constant struggle. But it's only a short walk to paradise.
A dark figure moves behind trees.
In a glade in the forest, a family rests in the sun.
A young gorilla holds a rooted bamboo stalk. Another lies nearby.
Gorillas. Some of our closest relatives.
An adult gorilla stares ahead.
Just like us, they live in families. Mothers and children, uncles and aunts.
A large silverback leads his family through the forest.
The big silverback, he's in charge. He keeps an eye on everyone.
A baby clings to its mom.
For this family, the forest is really the Garden of Eden. All the food they need is within easy reach.
A juvenile reaches for a branch. Another young one pushes him over. A young gorilla climbs a vine. A female lies face up and scratches. A juvenile jumps to the ground.
They play, they talk, they quarrel, they learn, and make friends for life. It's an idyllic place to grow up.
Two young gorillas climb vines. they wrestle and play in the tree. The silverback keeps an eye on them. They swing around a bamboo stalk. A juvenile picks a leaf and falls from a tree. A young male gets up and pounds his chest. Two small gorillas grasp a bamboo stalk. Another lies on the ground and turns over. A baby hangs from bamboo by one arm. They nuzzle each other. They laugh. A baby crawls. His mom grabs him and hugs him.
This is their world. They are really comfortable here.
The silverback stands guard.
And if anything threatens the peace, the silverback is ready to protect his family.
He stands on all fours, watching.
Rain and sun made this rich forest. But in the world beyond, another, very different realm is being forged by a far more brutal clash of the elements.
Clouds move above mountains.
The underworld.
Mountains peek through the clouds. The clouds become dark. Orange, yellow, and red lava shoot upward and fall to the earth. Lava bubbles and steams. Yellow and red molten lava falls back to the earth. A lava stream flows.
The heart of a volcano, a fiery furnace, where rocks melt before your eyes at temperatures of 1,000 degrees.
Smoke billows from the edge of a ring of fire. Cracks map the center.
You're seeing the Earth stretch open. When our planet was first formed, the whole world was like this.
A lava lake burns with black, yellow, and red lava.
Underground, the furnace still burns, making new land every day.
Red and yellow coral-like formations shine in the sunlight. Green residue and yellow and white delicate reef-like formations remain. Some formations have holes.
A world built from sulfur and salt. Belched from below.
Yellow and orange hues cover the ground. Liquid bubbles from a formation.
Like an alien planet.
Pools of green liquid dot the Earth's surface.
Acid pools and choking gases. You can't even breathe the air.
The entire ground is covered in white, yellow, orange, and red formations that grow upward like coral reefs.
Almost nothing can live here. But sometimes, in the realm of the volcanoes, the fires breed life out of the poisoned water.
Water hits a large rock. In a fog, water bubbles on the bank of a shallow stream.
Lake Bogoria. Where boiling springs from the underworld spill into a vast lake. These waters are far saltier than the sea, yet they draw life from hundreds of miles away.
A large flock of flamingos flies.
Flamingos. flame burns.
Three flamingos stand in the lake. One swims. Many land in the water.
Occasionally, when the water conditions are just right, the lake blooms with masses of tiny algae. A delicacy for the flamingos.
A flamingo dunks its beak. As they eat, red eyes sit just above the water's surface.
Their food contains a red pigment, so the more they sip, the pinker they glow, as if they're blushing.
Their legs are pink and bend backward at the knee.
Now the more they blush, the more desirable they become.
A flamingo preens its feathers.
And when they're all looking beautiful, they start to dance.
They step forward in unison. A group wades in the water. Many flamingos join in. Some open their wings. They hold their heads high. They walk in a circle. More flamingos fly in. The walking group enlarges. Their black beaks held high. They observe the others. Their heads turn left to right.
Inflamed by the waters of the volcanic lake, they seek out partners in the crowd. Who will choose who in this great gathering? Somewhere out there is the perfect match.
Two shake their beaks and put their heads together.
Out of the fires comes love. Flamingos mate for life.
In time lapse, the flamingos move in a large group. The pattern changes. Some flamingos don't join the group. The group runs in the water and flaps their wings. They take off. From high above, the flamingos fly above the lake.
They are leaving the bubbling lake. Find a place to nest.
They fly next to a mountain.
Soon they'll be gone. the lake empty for another year.
A mountain stands at the edge of a valley. From above, on the other side of the mountain, lies a green, fertile valley. A bird flies. Jagged mountaintops loom over the green landscape. Past the mountains, the green turns to a brown, arid landscape.
But there are realms in Africa so dry, they seem permanently empty.
Just above dry riverbeds, trees dot the landscape.
The Namib Desert. It's been here for over 50 million years. One of the oldest, hottest, driest places on Earth. A great sea of sand, as restless as the ocean.
Like waves, sand blows in the wind. Wind tornadoes create crevices on the sand dunes. Sand rolls over the ground like water.
How can anything survive in this wasteland? But some do. Millions of years have taught them the necessary tricks. A desert viper, sidewinding to get a grip on the loose sand.
Pale in color, it undulates over the sand. It leaves tracks in the sand. Its tongue darts out. Without moving forward, it buries itself in the sand. It wiggles its head and is completely covered.
Food's hard to find, so the viper hides and waits for it to come to him.
Only its eyes protrude from the sand. Giant sand dunes stand illuminated by the sun. At the crest, there's a stark difference between the sun and shade sides.
If you're going to hunt for a meal, it helps if you have eyes in the back of your head.
A chameleon rotates its eyes.
Meet the Namaqua chameleon.
It walks up a brown sandy hill. Pointy ridges encircled in red line its spine.
He sets his sights on an armored ground cricket.
A large beige cricket walks down a sandy hill. The chameleon stops. Only its eyes move. The six-legged cricket makes a turn. The chameleon moves forward slowly. The cricket backs up. The the chameleon approaches the cricket one delicate step at a time. Its tongue strikes the cricket.
His eyes are bigger than his stomach. Better try again for a lighter lunch.
The chameleon turns. Two black beetles walk in the sand. One scurries upward and falls over. The chameleon stops. Its eye moves. His tongue slides out. It fills his mouth. He grabs the other. It fills its mouth. The insect legs stick out from its mouth.
Delicious.
A sunny blue sky.
In the middle of the day, the sand's so hot, most creatures can't stand it.